You're listening to KCBX News. I'm Benjamin Perper. The County Government Center in Santa Maria is being transformed by public art. The newest installation, just now underway, is called Valley of Light. The design includes solar-powered sculptures and is a nod to Santa Maria's agricultural past and present. Beth Thornton has more.
The Bettoravia Government Center in Santa Maria is a hub of activity, indoors and out.
A government center is a place where folks go to do really important things in their lives, whether it's the clerk recorder's office to, you know, get a marriage certificate, or they're doing early childhood education, or the health services that are there, or even probation. People go there and they have these moments that change their lives.
That's Audrey Lopez from the Santa Barbara County Office of Arts and Culture. Lopez says making the outdoor space more inviting for visitors and staff is important. She says public art can be inspiring, especially during times like the pandemic.
Public art really creates unexpected spaces and times for people to interact with their environment in different ways than they normally do. Having something like public art pop up in a place in this unexpected way brings kind of that dynamic aspect into that place.
To find the perfect design for the space, the County Arts Commission asked faculty members from Allen Hancock College to submit proposals with the theme of agriculture. Professor Nancy Jo Ward had the winning design. Her design includes seven tree-like sculptures with leaves made of recycled acrylic panels that light up at night.
I designed these sculptures out of 3x3 steel tubing, and each of them have three branches that are situated in a mathematical series up the main post. And then on each of those branches is an LED light.
Ward was inspired by outdoor light installations while traveling abroad and says her proposal fit nicely with the new solar grid recently installed at the government buildings.
It just was serendipitous that I had a project that needed electricity and the county was already involved in a contract to convert that whole campus to solar.
She says the light on the sculptures will cycle through various colors, creating a kaleidoscope effect.
I'm a color fanatic. I just love color. And so for this project to be taking on that aspect, I think will be another surprise element as people begin to become familiar with the project.
Ward says public art brings people together. She lives nearby and wants her art to be available to everyone, whether they come by car, bus, or bicycle.
It gives people a memory and a collective experience that they can share with other people in their community.
Dennis Smitherman manages public art for the city of Santa Maria. He also chairs the County Arts Commission. We met at the installation site, a high traffic area near the intersection of Bettoravia and South Miller Streets.
So we just broke ground. We're going to have a nice decomposed granite path that's going to be accessible to everybody. You'll be able to walk through these sculptures that are beautiful, created by artist Nancy Jo Ward. And we're really looking forward to having this be a centerpiece for our community.
Smitherman says there's a lot to consider when placing public art, and this particular location was selected for many reasons.
We looked at accessibility, we looked at visibility, and a bunch of those small factors put together really made this site the best.
He says the Valley of Light will be a permanent addition to the landscape due to its sustainable design.
The leaves will light up using solar energy captured by the new solar array here at the government building, and using smart technology like LED to use a minimal amount of energy to really light up these displays.
The project also includes opportunities for community outreach and education. Smitherman says classes at the Abel Maldonado Community Youth Center will teach students to make their own Valley of Light sculptures by combining art and science.
Youth will be able to actually create miniature sculptures using solar technology, bringing this home for those youth to identify not only this as art, but also as a STEAM project.
Valley of Light is funded by a grant from the California Arts Council and the Santa Barbara County Percent for Art Fund. You'll see ongoing progress at the Bettoravia site throughout the summer, with an expected completion date in the fall. For the KCBX Arts Beat, I'm Beth Thornton.
The KCBX Arts Beat is made possible by a grant from the Shan Brom Family Foundation.